today I'm expressing frustration that the report that we are receiving as councillors is a replica of the report we received in May 2015, concluding that Department of Education are engaged with the vendor with a view of securing a site. And having attended ETB yesterday, I believe that that is no longer, they may be looking for a site, but it's not the intended site with the original looking after three school project. And there was a phrase used yesterday in relation to the department where they were now pursuing non-standard solutions in order to facilitate the schools in Buncrana. I believe they were indicating that the original Buncrana schools concept is now dead.
We did hear that some of the schools were talking themselves about moving forward alone because they just couldn't wait for all the bureaucratic red tape to be broken through. That appears to be coming to fruition.
Absolutely. With a sentence like non-standard solutions, it would seem that the department are flexible and that they will cooperate. But my point is here is that as elected councillors, as members of the public, as people in charge of schools, it's about time we were told forthright what is the situation from a department point of view. Is the original concept gone? And what assistance is our county Minister for Education and Skills going to ensure so that with 2020 we see progress in Buncrana?
Was the ETB CEO and officials, were they in a position to give any form of clarity?
They were not able to clarify that there was complete disinterest from the original project, but they did seem to take that other pursuits were ongoing in relation to securing sites, be that individually, jointly, or even, yes, the threesome. Another item is that until there is permanent status for College Chicken alone, we will not see the natural feed-on that should be there from Gael Skulls into the Manscullina, and that's another issue that department needs to address.